This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Ever wondered what it'll be like to have the whole world in your hands? Well, Peter Bellaby, along with his team of 15 skilled craftsmen, can definitely share what it is like.
He's got the whole world in his hands, he's got the whole wide world.
Good afternoon, I'm Jermaine B, and this is Careers Unusual, where we speak to people with jobs that are off the beaten path. Today, I speak to someone who holds the whole world in his hands, like literally. A globe maker, Peter Bellaby. Peter is a globe maker who runs Bellaby & Co. in a studio in London. Along with his team, he creates modern handcrafted, hand-painted and handmade world globes of their own design. So how did he end up in a career creating globes, and what goes into making a globe? Since it's the holiday season, let's hear Peter bringing us around the world through his career.
Hi, my name's Peter Bellaby and I'm a globe maker and I have a studio in North London in England.
So Peter, what were you doing before this and what led you to pursue globe making?
I've had a varied career before this. I think I've always got the seven-year itch with previous careers. So, but this was completely random. My father had an upcoming 80th birthday and I thought it would be fun to find him a globe. So I looked around and all I could find were the kind of cheap plastic globes in stores. And then I looked at auction houses and all I could find there were crazily expensive antique globes, which, though beautiful, were obviously substantially out of date. And every time you touch them, another bit fell off. And they're also incredibly expensive to restore. So I had the idea that I would try and make one. And I gave myself 2 or 3 months and a few thousand pounds and then started the process. It went completely out of control. And within 2 or 3 months, I had spent 3 or 4 times that amount. And in the end, it took me close on 2 years to actually finish the first globe.
And where did you learn how to make globes along with cartography?
Making globes was it was actually one of the most interesting things because there aren't any books out there that will help you. And even if there were, it really wouldn't help that much at all. The thing that drove me on was the fact that the most beautiful globes in existence are from the 1700s. And it was the fact that no one in the 1900s was, or the 20s was making good quality globes. And so that kind of drove me on to make it. But even one of our new team, when they come in, when they are learning how to make a globe, it will take 6 to 8 months to learn how to make a 23 centimeter globe. And that's with 3 people helping them, training them every single day and doing an intense apprenticeship. So it kind of, learning it was trial and error and being bloody minded about it and just being stubborn and just getting on with it.
So what about the challenges, the initial challenges that you faced in starting up your business, Bellaby & Co. Globe Makers?
The main challenge was the fact that even once I was a year and a half in and had spent dramatically over £100,000, I still neither had produced one globe nor at that stage did I believe that I possibly could, because I still hadn't got to a high enough quality level that made me think that this was a business worth pursuing. The one thing I should say is that about probably only 4 or 5 months in, I had decided to make it a business. The expenditure was so great that I had no choice. I had to I had to either pack it in or treat it as a business relatively quickly.
I understand you have 15 skilled craftsmen in your team. What are their various skill sets or roles?
There are two main roles. One is obviously making the globes, which is applying the strips of map, which are called gauze, to the sphere. And then, in fact, the longest role is painting the globes. Once the globe has been made, it then goes to the painters, and it can take them 7 to 8 days to paint one of the large globes. Aside from that, we also have woodworkers, metal workers, a cartographer, PR and marketing and accounts like any normal company.
And really, what goes into making a globe? The process from idea conception, designing, planning, right up to execution?
I mean, once we've got the plan and the design, and design is incredibly difficult. I mean, you just need to type in globes on Google and you will see that designing globe, or in fact, designing the stands for globes is very difficult. Once you've got the design, we then will do the cartography. And once that's all completed, because for pretty much every globe now, we will add personalization onto the globe itself, so that people can add their little town or village where they might have been born, or they can add a little illustration here or there. Once the cartography is done, we then print the map. That then goes to the globe maker, who will then cut out the sections of map before handing it back to the painters. The painters then will paint in the oceans. Then it goes back to the globe maker, who then applies the bits of map to the actual sphere. And then they then give it back to the painters, who then finish off the painting, colouring in all the land, and kind of bringing the whole globe to life. That's when you add the contrast. And it's a long process going backwards and forwards. On top of that, obviously, there is making the spheres, some of which we make internally and some of which we have made externally. And also the stands, again, some which are made, well, all of them are pretty much made, finished in-house, but elements of those are from external companies as well. And then the globe itself is finished with either a resin, which we put on we finish to enable the globe to sit on roller bearings. It's one of the most interesting things we've developed, is a globe that sits on three roller bearings, mm-hmm. rather than the traditional form, which is using an axle. Obviously, if we finish with an axle, that can those ones we will finish with a gloss varnish.
What about the things needed to make a globe? What materials do you use to make one?
We use all sorts of materials. We tend to try and stick with the most modern, long-lasting materials. But we also obviously use wood, metal, resins, GRP, which is fiberglass, paper, the finest quality inks and paints.
I understand that you also make personalized, custom-made globes upon your client's request. So does that mean that the globes can have engravings or different illustrations according to the client's desires?
Yeah, exactly. This can be on the map, it can be on the metalwork. We have a fantastic engraver, so we can hand engrave any metal elements of the globe. But the main thing that we do is actually the personalization of the globe itself, which tends to be via illustrations, as I mentioned earlier, or just adding on your little, I just think it's the most fun thing, because obviously on a regular globe, you can add in sort of between 3,000 and 6,000 place names, mm-hmm. but there's no point in flooding it with as many place names as possible, because that just looks way too busy. So it's a lot of fun just adding on your little town and village where you might live. It might be too small to be on a regular globe by the regular criteria, but by putting it on, it really personalizes the globe for you. And I think that's a lot of our customers really like that fact. These days, there are very few things that you can buy that you can actually be involved in the process of making. I mean, I genuinely can't think of many things. And that for us is what is so important for so many customers. I would think with the larger globes we make, about 80% of customers actually make a trip to the studio. And we have shipped globes to everywhere. We've just shipped one recently to Papeete in Tahiti. And people really make the journey to come in so they can be involved in the whole focus, because it's so much fun to be involved in something that's being made to your specification.
When we come back, Peter shares with us on the duration and complexity in making one globe. Careers Unusual, BFM 89.9.
Build fortunes modestly. BFM 89.9.
BFM 89.9, you're listening to Careers Unusual on Enterprise with me, Jermaine B. And today I speak to Peter Ballaby, a globe maker based in London. What goes into making a globe and how easy or complicated it is to make a globe, Peter shares all about globe making and the challenges that come with it. So how long does it take to make one globe?
It really varies. We have 5 or 6 different sizes at the moment of globes. So obviously for the smaller ones, from when they are first commissioned to when they are shipped, if we are able to and we can turn it around quickly, it'll be about 5 weeks. For the larger globes, you are talking 6 to 8 months. There's so much preparatory work required for every single one that it's a really long process, and it just can't be rushed.
How do you ensure the accuracy of the maps are on point correct?
That's actually one of the most difficult things in a way, because there is no world body of cartography. The most crazy thing in the world is the fact that different countries recognize other countries differently or don't recognize them. For instance, I'm sure your viewers will know that recently there was a thing where the president-elect of America took a phone call from the democratically elected leader of Taiwan. America doesn't recognize Taiwan as a country. Well, Taiwan has its own military, its own education. It's a fully fledged, fully operational country. But so there are not only challenges like that where we can actually make a call, but there is no overall body just keeping everything up to date. So we just make sure that we're constantly reading news articles and just trying to make sure that we are up to date. And that's the beauty about our map, is that every single one is up to date as it's made, as it's printed. So India at the moment has since we've been going, which is only 8 years, India has changed a few state names or added a new state. And they do it very much under the radar. There's no big fanfare. Why would there be? But we just have to be aware of articles that come out in the news that suddenly we realize, oh yeah, that's relevant to us. We should use that. And the one interesting thing when I set this up was that when I looked at globes in shops and things, they were so inaccurate, because you just can't keep with it unless you are determined to do it. And we are determined to do it. But up till then, there are maps still, if you go to the local map shop, that are decades out of date.
So what about ready-made or ready-to-purchase globes? Are they available in your studio?
We don't personally. We do supply a few stores where people can buy just a regular globe there and then. But most people tend to come directly to us, because that means they can have so much more personalization. If one is buying a globe in a store, then it won't have any personalization for yourself. So it really depends. If people want something immediately, there are one or two stores that they can buy them in.
And I'm curious, really, what would be the cost in terms of range for your globes?
They start at 1,100, and they go up to, for the large Galileo, it's £63,000.
And everything is handmade. What are some of the major challenges when it comes to making a globe?
The main challenge is really laying the paper triangular segments of map onto the sphere, because obviously you have a flat piece of map, and you then have to shape it onto a sphere and make sure it doesn't rip or tear or crease or do anything that would detract from the end product. And that is incredibly difficult to learn. We do yoga in the studio twice a week, which is a really good help, because you really have to be able to control your body, your hand movements, your arm movements, because when you're dealing with a wet piece of paper, you have to, if you move quickly, you will rip it immediately. It's important to be able to control the speed that you move your hands. So that really is the biggest challenge. It's anyone coming into the company will spend every single day making a globe, as I said, for 6 to 8 months before they are producing one that actually can be sold. And that's a really intensive apprenticeship, because most apprenticeships don't tend to involve doing the actual business every single day. Often you'll be doing jobs that don't really help you towards your end goal. But this is really, really intensive. So, that's by far the biggest challenge.
And what makes you different from other globe makers?
Just the fact that we are handmade and bespoke. There isn't another company who offer hand-painted globes that you can fully bespoke in the world. There's no one really doing it. I mean, I understand why, because it's incredibly difficult to do. But it was strange to me when I started this out that I couldn't find this. It was very odd, but now that I understand how difficult it is to make them, I totally appreciate it.
What keeps you going? It sounds like a very challenging industry.
It's the fact that every single day is a challenge. You can't come in and you can't come into the office or the studio in the morning and think, right, I'll just do this and this and this. You really have to be fully concentrating the whole time. I mean, I concentrate more doing this job than I ever did in school times about 10. When you see people working in the studio, there will be 10 people, usually with headphones on, and it's pretty much silent. And everyone is focused totally on what they're doing. I mean, you can see when you look at some of our Instagram feeds, because we've got about 100,000 followers on Instagram, and you look at some of the photos and you just look at the concentration. I think I should be offering Botox to my employees, because sometimes they're frowning because it's very intense, but so rewarding. When you put the last panel on the globe and you've made your globe, it's you kind of you step back every single time. You're really proud of it.
I understand that you ship your globes overseas. To which part of the world do you ship them?
We ship everywhere. Probably 80%+ of our business is international. So we have very good contacts with shipping companies, and we ship literally everywhere from in the Pacific, from, as I said, from Tahiti, Hawaii, the Americas, South America, Asia, India, China, Malaysia. I mean, literally everywhere a plane flies, we will send a globe. We make sure for the smaller globes, we actually package them all in flight cases, so they always arrive perfectly. And the larger globes obviously go in big wooden crates.
And lastly, any words of advice for people out there who's looking to pursue a career such as yours, a globe maker?
I mean, the one thing I usually say to people is that if I knew now No, if I'd known then what I know now, I would never have done this. I set about doing this with no marketing, no plan, no market research. I had no idea whether there was a market out there. And I kind of, it really is incredibly tough. But I think you should always follow your dreams, whatever. I would encourage anyone if they set about doing something. And there's definitely more room for more globe makers in the world. But it's such a difficult thing to do, and so incredibly expensive to actually do all the research. I would think there are probably easier ways of making a buck.
Thank you for speaking with us, Peter.
My pleasure, my pleasure.
I've been speaking with a globe maker, Peter Balaby from London. If you missed part of this interview, fret not. Head on to our website at bfm.my to download the podcast, or you can search Careers Unusual on the BFM mobile app, available on the App Store and on Google Play. I'm Jermaine Lee, and this is Careers Unusual, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.